Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The illegal immigrant now accused of killing a mother and son while driving drunk.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
A 22-year-old was beaten to death with a mystery object. The suspect is a Venezuelan illegal immigrant.
The man who allegedly killed Lakin Riley.
I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, they built the country.
Jose Rosales was accused of killing Harris County, Texas Corporal Charles Galloway. Is in the country illegally when he murdered that officer.
Dude, undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
Crazy. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute, hold on.
How's everybody doing? First off,
Doing good. And kudos on that nice graphic.
Man, Wayne had time to do graphics and videos and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. I got some stuff coming next week. I think we've had this intro for a while, so it's time to
the ultimate gala spectacle.
My name is Wayne Dupree. You are watching the Wayne Dupree podcast along with Godfather of Conservative Radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Well, thank you, Wayne and Jason, and ladies and gentlemen, just glad to be here.
And the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Roberts.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. As we get started, do us a favor, hit that share button, hit that like button, hit that comment, let us know where you're tuning in from.
That's right. We got a lot to talk about. Short time to do it. We got a whole lot of assets going on today. We also have Ava Chen, who's going to be joining us from the New Federal State of China, going to join us in just a few minutes. Kind of went off on a rant this morning. We'll talk about illegal immigration in a second. My boys. I'm going to throw something to you because I kind of went off in a rant on my Twitter account this morning. And the show where I was thinking about taking a show is how the media has, we talk about the media and stuff like that. And this week we've talked about how the media has tried to skip details about the Moscow terrorism. Now they did the same thing with the ship in Baltimore, how it can't be trusted. Numbers came out. The media can't. America just don't trust the media, period. So here's my thing. Ever since 2016, now many things, this is me, many things that Donald Trump talked about in 2016, many people give him credit for exposing. Many people were exposing all this stuff before President Trump came to the scene, but he used it in his presidential campaign and put a bigger light on it, showing how the media was ineffective, fake news. More so, he gave everybody that had been talking about it for a few years before that, he gave them a voice And so many people jumped on his ship because of that. My thing about the media or the people that came after 2016, you've heard me say time and time again that I'm a Sagittarius. And Hutch has told you, and J-Rob will probably agree, I can carry a grudge if I need to. And I just can't get over a lot of the people that jumped on the Trump train after he got in, and used his name for money purposes, to build up their career, to build up the social media status, to build to get millions of followers, to get thousands of dollars. And that's something that we never did. That's something that we never did on this show. We had him on the show. We interviewed him on the show. But after that was over, we went right back to work and did whatever we had to do. We didn't go on for weeks and weeks. Oh, he came on my show. He came on the Wayne to preach. No, we ain't did. We interviewed President Trump. We allowed our listeners to listen at that time. Listen and take what they could from it and go. I can't get over the amount of griftness that has happened since he got into office. I was looking at Cassidy Hutchinson, whatever her name is. Many, many so-called Republicans, and I know people want to call them rhinos and whatnot. Yeah, I know. That's a way to dismiss them, and they call them Democrat, whatever. They label themselves as Republicans. So to the world, many people in the world don't know. Rhino, what's rhino? No, that's a Republican. When they see them going over to liberal networks and trashing Republicans, then this side looks like, discombobulated, dysfunctional. This side looks dysfunctional. Now, I know we can get on here. We can say, yeah, but things are changing and times are changing. Yeah, that's happening because you have an ineffective applesauce eater, Wendell Buslicker, that is in the White House right now that doesn't know what to do. He's messed up everything. Okay? He's messed up the whole country. Everything. All this stuff that's happened. You didn't see ships running into... knocking large bridges down when Trump was in office. You didn't see that. Definitely didn't see ISIS attack Moscow when Trump was in office.
You didn't see train cars overturning and then the government lights them on fire.
There you go. So many things you didn't see. But one of the things that you did see was all these people trying to use Donald Trump to make money. I never got over that. I still haven't got over that. For all of you that were here before Donald Trump, that wanted him to make America great, and you jumped on that side, your reward is coming. However it's coming, just hold on. Okay? Just hold on. You don't have to. Don't quit. Don't run away. Don't back down. Keep on doing what you're doing. Okay? Because sooner or later, these people are going to be exposed too. Now, I did put on social media. I was like, some of y'all are going to want me to call out names. And I was like, the reason why y'all want me to call out names is because y'all want to start some crap. If y'all haven't seen it since 2016, no matter how many names I put out there, you ain't going to agree with it. You ain't going to, so that's what I'm like. For those that have stood by President Trump, and we know he's not perfect. The judge put in a gag order, and what did he do? He came right behind there and busted up the gag. So, I mean, and y'all talk about two-tier justice?
See, that's the problem with lawfare. Lawfare only works on quiet victims.
Right. Right, exactly. And many of us would still be quiet if all this stuff was happening to us. President Trump was like, the judge is a punk, his mama was a punk, you know, whatever. So, you know, so, but again, these people have hurt, well, they in their way, in their own way, they have tried to enrich themselves, and some of them have got out, some of them are still in, many of them are still in, you know. I'm going to play. Go ahead. Go.
Some of them got out and then they're trying to get back in.
Trying to get back in. Right. I want to play something from a rap guy. Now, he was talking about the music industry, but I think that you can attach this to some of the people in politics too, especially with the latest Candace Owens situation and whatnot. I want you to listen to this. And for all those that are reproducing the show and stuff, I try to take out whatever words that I could. So just bear with me on
it. When you go and you get these billions and you see them put you up on a pedestal, that's because they put you up on a pedestal. They made you the guy. They place you on every network. They sold you to all y'all on here. They gave you 5 million followers. They put all this, they dress you up like a fucking hoe on the street. They gave you the Bugattis. They gave you the mansions on 2 different coasts. They put you up on a pedestal because they need you. It's like when you got your main girl, you dress her up and she look like this and look like that and do this and you march her into the big room. I'm telling you. So when they put you on that pedestal, and then you start thinking it's about you, and you want to take over that shit, them people look back like this. Hold on, who the fuck they think he is? Oh, we'll show you better than we can tell you. Then they'll try to reason with you, and they'll talk to your manager, because your manager look like them. And they'll be like, hey, man, tell your man to chill out. You know, and then the manager come in and he trying to keep his job. Hey, guy, calm down. And then you go walk around like it's all about you. You got all the cars and the mansions and the jets and all the yachts and all this and all the people running around. You talking about, yeah. And now you want to fight. Now you want to bite the hand that feeds you. Don't your mama ever always tell you that? Your mama say, never bite the hand that feeds you. And so this is how the major corporations work.
This is also how politics does the same thing. They put people up on a pedestal, and then they, as long as you go along with the program, as long as you listen to the talking points, as long as you don't cause no waves, you ain't good. But sooner or later, just soon as you run amok,
you're done. That's why if you listen to him, that's why they can't take Donald Trump down. Because correct. Rush Limbaugh used to talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. They could take Puff Daddy down because right. They made Puff Daddy.
Yep.
But they didn't make Donald Trump. They can't take him down. He made himself.
Yep. Well, and it's funny when you think about it. You know, I like studying history, and you watch civilizations rise and fall. And in my lifetime, we're seeing the collapse of the American system. It's become something it was never designed to become with the government. We've talked about that. And everybody was kind of going along with the joke. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, these elections are real. Or, oh, Republicans, like, they gave up on this one, but they'll get them next time. And eventually you just come to realize that it's class warfare. It is the powerful against the population. And they give us bread and circus to distract us from what's going on. Republican politicians play it. Democrat politicians play it. Meanwhile, both get enriched by the corporations or, you know, whatever you want to look at is behind it. And yeah, they pick who they're going to promote. I mean, there's stuff coming out on Nickelodeon where they were picking kids. Turns out there's like 5 pedos in Nickelodeon that were convicted. And if you think, like, that was what I was watching growing up, channels like that. And I mean, that should be front page news. And you can't find, you know, that's not anywhere. And, you know, you see this Puff Daddy stuff. It's not getting that much coverage. And some of the things that are coming out are pretty damning. So,
yeah, and there's a lot. There's a widespread net of people, too. I mean, it's I saw something yesterday, as a matter of fact, about the rap industry and how the rap industry, this is going to blow your mind. I can't remember the rapper's name. He was in a movie Anaconda and
Ice Cube.
Yep. That dude is brilliant. I'm telling you what, that guy is smart. Yep. And he's sitting there breaking it down that the same white people that run the rap scene that started it back with NWA and all that stuff run the private prison systems. And the intelligence community's in on it too. Now think about everything that people that love gangster rap emulate and try to be. It's a highway right to the prison cell.
Yep.
And private prison industries make billions of dollars in this country. And I'm watching this and I'm going, damn, that was a successful operation. Mm-hmm. Look how many rap listeners are in prison.
Yep. Well, and it's funny. It all trails back to some company or some people getting rich off stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And another company with three letters in its name.
Right.
You know, I used to watch how, I remember when the rap start happening. I really wasn't into it, but I remember when it started to happen and all the rappers and everything with the groups and stuff. And then you saw them in movies.
Yep.
Yeah, Ice-T.
And then they didn't rap no more.
Right.
You know, I was like, wait a minute.
I was thinking about that, too, on the political side. That when I started listening to rap, it was in the 80s. It was like 83, 84, somewhere.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Flash and all that stuff. And they always talked about Reaganomics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, damn, that was political. I didn't even realize it at the time. Mm-hmm. I just thought they didn't like Reagan. That was on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like those things.
They let them go. They let them go. And then they phased them out to the gangster type of rap is in today. That even some minority black Americans couldn't get used to. But it crossed over into white America where the white
big time.
Kids started to emulate and use that too, okay. So, but yeah, I mean, I put that out because of the stuff that I was talking about this morning. And as I said, and also included about the hypocrisy on our side when it comes to Donald Trump. We all agree there are people on the political right side of politics that don't like Donald Trump. They don't like him. They call him out for it. Call him out for stuff that he says and what he does and everything. But the same people that are calling out Donald Trump were quiet as a church mouse with the old GOP and what they didn't do to fix things for minority outreach, poor Americans. It's like they just walked away from certain things and nobody said nothing. Everybody was living high off the hog with their little private clubs and the little private groups and the $10,000 plates and stuff. Everybody was fine. And Donald Trump came. Donald Trump said, come on, jump on board. Jump on board. Let's do this together. Let's make America great. What do y'all have to lose? What do you say? What do you say? What do y'all have to lose? Come on. Democrats, independents, all y'all that have been left behind, the silent majority. Come on. Let's do it. People in the GOP, he's messing up the party. He's destroying the party. We got to do something. And then when he got up there for that inauguration, he bust that tail. bust that tail like no other president has ever done on a cold January day. He stood up there and slammed DC. And then he went to a ball and danced with his wife. That's gangster. But again, they didn't do any. I mean, all the people that are mad at Donald Trump, y'all ain't say nothing before he got into office about the way that the GOP was treating those that weren't in the club.
It's scary to think about everything the Democrats were saying pre-Trump about the Republican Party was really true.
Democrats,
you were right. All that negative feedback from 2000 to 2015
that
you were saying they were owned by the military-industrial complex, they were not looking out for everyday Americans, they were owned by corporations, all that was true. Now it's true on your side, too, and to acknowledge that. And that's where Donald Trump represents something different, which is an imperfect man going up there fighting for the everyday Americans. And that's why even the establishment Republicans are against him, because they're like, man, we had this gravy train. Like, all we got to do is act like we're going to put up opposition. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we pass legislation and do stuff that benefits our donors, which means they donate more. You know, we rage, run campaigns against Democrats and what they're doing. And, oh, the deficit's bad, but then they just keep spending. He blew up there. He blew up the Republican gig. And the Republican Party is dead other than
and
that.
And thank the Lord for that. You know, and Trump is an imperfect man, but he is the most perfect man in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Bar none on the rest of these people. And I think I was thinking about something we were talking about yesterday or the day before, Wayne, and you got a little bit worried about how many Republicans versus MAGA and all this thing. And I was thinking about it, and we have a new paradigm right now. We don't have two parties in this country.
Right.
We have three.
Yep.
And there's only about a third of them are Democrats. And only some of them are Republicans. The vast majority of people are independent. And when you join the people in the Republican Party that are not GOPE country club types, and you add them with the independents, we have a strong, strong coalition. And I think it should be transferred into another party. But people are afraid to do that for some reason. But I think we should eliminate the Republican Party. And what you were talking about people grifting, and I think there's two different kinds of people like that. I remember when we started in 2015 and it was getting rolling, and I was for Ben Carson. And I'm watching things happen, and I realized Ben Carson couldn't win. Mm-hmm. And so I'm playing the numbers, and I'm like starting to listen to Trump, and I'm watching him, and I'm listening to them lie about him on Fox News on the roundtable. Mm-hmm. Krauthammer and that whole Rhino crew. And I was a Trump guy. But I don't fault somebody who wasn't a Trump guy back then and watched him perform in office and then became a Trump supporter. I fault the guys that were Trump supporters when they were making money on it. And then as soon as DeSantis came, they all jumped ship. All the guys jumped ship. Cortez and a whole bunch of Rubin, a whole bunch of them did to try to defeat Trump after what he did for us for those 4 years. They got on and tried to defeat him, and now they're trying to crawl back in like they never did that, and that ticks me off.
Well, I mean, I go back to 2016, and I look at the ones that a lot of the people that we interviewed that were Ted Cruz people too, and sooner or later when Trump got in, they got spots in Trump's administration, and they got in. They did their little speaking events and stuff, and they paid $5,000. Yeah, I know they were $10,000 a speaking event. Some of them wrote books and stuff and everything. And I'm watching all that. Oh yeah. And then they're getting followers. They're getting followers by the masses. While other social media, 300,000 Trump supporters lost their accounts in about 2 days, 3 days together, 1 week. But other accounts were going up
on our side.
On our side, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was crazy.
How do you get a 1.2, 1.3 million, and we just lost 300, 400,000 followers on Twitter? How do you? That math doesn't make sense to me. But nobody wanted to ask questions. Nobody wanted to call anybody out. Okay, fine. That's why I said there were people, but don't ask me, because y'all should have seen the same thing. And usually what happens is once you start throwing out names and people say, I can't believe you said that. You were better than this. People love to say that. I thought you were better than this. Why? Because I tell the truth. I know, and that's something that I was thinking about this morning too. And Jay, you might run into this. No matter what truth that you put on social media, it's not going, it's not no matter what truth. No matter the truth that you put on social media, it's not going to get shared as much as a lie or some type of gaslighting event. You can bring facts. You can bring as much as you can to call out certain people, call out certain groups and whatnot, and say, this group is not helping. It will not get shared. But, and I don't know if I'm sure that the CCP has something to do with this, because, you know, the NFC told us, just as soon as something racist come on there, that's like wildfire. I was watching something about Mitch McConnell's wife's sister.
Turns out she works for a shipping company.
They own one. That's where his money is.
Yeah, but so many people, and I mean, not so many people. I saw a couple of things that said, oh, the wife was connected to the ship that hit Baltimore. No, she wasn't. It was the same name. No. Actually, I don't even know what the same name, but somebody said she lost her life last month. She lost her life last month. She was drunk this is crazy. The report is that she was drunk and she accidentally hit the reverse and wound up in the pond behind it, accidentally.
In a
Tesla. How did I know it was an accident? Did she tell you it was an accident before she hit the reverse and went back there?
And what happens if an electric vehicle goes into a lake? Does it short out?
I guess it did. That,
I mean, it would have to.
There's reports that say she made a phone call from her car when she was in there. And she couldn't get the windows to... Yeah, that whole thing, there is so much weird stuff. And I saw the thing about her being part of that shipping company that the accident happened at. I couldn't verify it. What's that?
It's running on TikTok that she was the CEO of the company that I was like, oh my God.
We reported on that company for back when Obamacare was going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Mitch McConnell got an extra port out of the deal. I remember. So they could pass. I think it was Obamacare. It was something like that. But I remember having a graphic, but we used to have green screens and I had a graphic behind me with his port up on it.
Yep.
Because it's his father-in-law's company. She just took over.
Right.
But it's a giant shipping company. I mean, it's a serious, serious corporation. But I lean a little bit toward Russia on that barge as opposed to China. I don't know. I think there was a Ukrainian.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Because the Ukrainian guy was the captain, right?
I know. And what did we do? Knock down Putin's bridge on his birthday.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even put that together.
And Barack Obama was at 6th Downing Street 3 days ago talking to whoever's in charge of England now.
And now he's traveling. Him and old man Clinton is traveling with Biden together.
Here's the problem. This is our brute problem. When you said nobody trusts the media anymore, I don't trust any government that says anything anymore, because that is what happens when you have an illegitimate presidency like we have right now. To me, the whole government's illegitimate. The whole shoot match, everything. They're all disobeying the rules, even the judges. Nobody in the government's playing on the up and up right now because they know we're on their tail.
Yeah, it's it's fascinating because, like, the shipping accident, the least likely scenario is the one they're trying to sell us, which is, oh, there was just a glitch on the computer and it just so happened to smash into a thing.
And think about this. Biden comes out 10 minutes after it happens and says the federal government's going to pay for rebuilding it.
Right.
What person does that? That's an insurance claim of all insurance claims.
Yeah. And I mean, in when we had the bridge collapse in Minnesota, the government helped, but the government didn't pay for the whole thing, you know, and
why would you let that shipper off the hook like that? It's ridiculous.
Because
that,
you don't want an investigation.
That's exactly right. You are exactly spot dead on. That's the reason.
Yeah. And like I say, we can opine, and this is how they fall into the trap. Like, we can look at that ship accident and go, something super weird. I don't know what it is, but something doesn't add up. And then people will say, well, what do you think happened? And you offer an explanation. Well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other thing. And then they call you a conspiracy theorist and they go to debunk that. Mm-hmm. But they never address the underlying principle.
No, they won't.
Is something is super weird. Like, this just doesn't add up.
I think it's tit for tat. Mm. I think it's all fair and love and war. That's the Victoria Newland Bridge. We got it.
Right?
I mean, you can't be blowing people's bridges up, man. And you got bridges.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not convinced it's not China. You know, they can hack our infrastructure. They can, and I think
they're working together.
Yeah, they can dive into that. Freaking yeah, friend. And I guess Russia and China are kind of partners and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Captain America.
coming to the show is our awesome sister from the new federal state of China, Miss Ava Chen. What's up, Ava? What's going on?
Hi, Jason. Hello. How are you? I'm great. Although I feel sad for those lives lost due to the incident. I know I'm sure there's investigation going on right now, and probably Pentagon is reassess the threat level of the CCP, because I heard you saying that you would not be surprised if the CCP was involved in this the calamity that we just witnessed happened on Tuesday. The reason I wanted coming on the show, and I want to share with you some of the things I knew. And at this point of time, we don't have any intel on this particular incident at the time. I just want to let you know out of the gate. But based on what I've known in the past, I did a little bit of assessment myself. And I'm going to approach this analysis from three angles. And the first, I'm pretty confident at this point of time. And I think this is the CCP. And the timing, as you said, it's not a coincidence. It was a tit for tat. Okay. It was a revenge. So this is where I'm going to explain. The first angle is the timing of this incident. So explain this incident, I would have to take you back to the week prior. On March 19th, there is one law that was passed by the CCP in Hong Kong. And it is the basic, the Article 23, the basic law, okay, which is an expansion of the CCP's national security law, okay, that they enacted in 2019. So a lot of people not familiar with Hong Kong and this Article 23, it's a big thing, okay? So Article 23 basically, the significance, basically, it tells you Hong Kong is completely dead, eviscerated by the CCP, dead. Because in Hong Kong, as a city, you know, in Southeast Asia, as a free port city, as a 156 years of colonial of, by the British government, and as a trade and economic financial center of the Far East, no more. Okay, and this is basically the Article 23 ended it. If you look into the new rules that the Xi Jinping, the Hong Kong government, which completely controlled by the dictator Xi, it never happened. You know, unanimously approved this thuggish, this worst violation on human rights ever in a legislative council, which is supposed to be, you know, voted half 50% by people, but it's not. These are the 89 people that voted yes, rubber stamped. They are the figureheads. Okay, they're completely controlled by dictator Xi. Okay, so, but Americans have a lot of investment in Hong Kong. Okay, if you look at Hong Kong stock market, this is all about money. When you're approaching this, you have to think, you have to go all the way. Okay, so a lot of the news media, they just tell you what's on the surface. Nowhere you can hear anything. Nobody will be able to connect the dots for you, like the new federal state of China, like the whistleblower movement, like Miles. Okay, so once you look at Hong Kong stock market and look at investment in Hong Kong, at least $1 trillion there. Okay, so what does that mean to the investors, to those even business partners of China, okay, of CCP? They're duped. Because Article 23 has the it's expensive espionage law. So people are prevented from talking to foreigners. Okay. And they are defining, they basically putting people in life prison and also 20 years for sedition. And for criticizing government, you will go to jail. They can, by law, they can legally detain anybody for 2 weeks and barring you from talking to the lawyer. So what does that mean? So Hong Kong is no longer a city that you can do business with. Hong Kong is dead. Okay. So then look what happened. On the clock goes forward a little bit on Monday, because this bridge collapse happened on Tuesday, right? So on Monday, what happened? US, UK started announcing sanctions on cybersecurity attack. Okay, the recent DOJ indicted 7 people, right? These are called APT31. It's a hacking, state-backed, CCP-backed hacking group that targeted Americans, critical infrastructure or other things. But they have been doing this. If you're looking, paid attention to the announcement in the DOJ's press release saying that they have been doing this to United States for at least 14 years. So why not? Okay. And UK, if you look into UK's announcement, they say the CCP has been targeting the electoral system and lawmakers since a long time ago. And the most recent episode that they're not happy with is 2022. Today is 2024. And you look at New Zealand, again, jumped out and say, yeah, we're also jumped the wagons. The CCP hacked us and hacked our parliamentary staff. And that's happened in 2021. So why all the three governments jumped out at 2024 and March 25th? This is a sanction. They are telling the world they are trying to sanction the CCP, but they dodge the most important thing, which is economy. So I want to let people to understand this. I did actually this morning, because I connect the dots for the audiences. This is a whistleblowing Miles Guo did in January. I think it's January. Once you play, you will know the time. I think October 2022. He told us something. This is intel. Nobody heard outside. He told us something at that time. The US government gave a warning to the CCP government, tell them to pass the Article 23 at that time. Listen to that video. I set up this morning. So if you can play that video for the audiences.
The reason why I smoke cigars. CHIP Act has come out with sanctions on the CCP, and more sanctions on the CCP will come, including sanctions against Hong Kong, economic sanctions against Hong Kong, including forceful economic instruments in Hong Kong. This is why Hong Kong now cancelled his fake regular meetings this year for the so-called Article 23 national security laws. The US government has told Hong Kong that if it dares to pass Article 23 legislation, if Hong Kong dared to help Russia as the CCP did, if you dare to continue to fake the data in your Stock Exchange, I will impose the toughest sanctions on you, on Hong Kong government officials, Hong Kong assets, and everything in Hong Kong.
Okay, so US government, according to the intel from new federal state of China at that time in 2022. So I have to give this to Biden administration. I know a lot of people, especially on the right media, they don't like Biden. But I have to say, Biden passed the most devastating act towards the CCP, the CHIP Act. The CHIP and Security Act was passed in August 2022. And then, and he continued, okay, to basically put pressure on the CCP. This is what we see. And it's right direction, but it's too slow. And this is what you heard Miles was saying. they will sanction Hong Kong, but right now there's no sanction. All you saw is a sanction towards the cyber attack. But really, they're not addressing the key issue. Why? This is people-wide thinking, because this is an election year, okay? Everything has become so sensitive, especially your economy, okay? So I really wanted people to understand your enemy is no other but the Chinese Communist Party, okay? The communists are coming at you and attacking you at every angle, okay? And they want your money. They already did. In my weekend show last week, I started talking about how CCP did a heist, vacuum up your money. This is investor. This is everyday investors' money on your stock market, on your crypto platform exchange. They are taking away, robbing, plunder your wealth without you knowing it, okay? But the reality is it's so difficult. The reason why yesterday, Xi Jinping in Beijing, in the People's Hall of China, he lectured a bunch of American elites. You know, these are the representatives from the business communities, from academic communities. And who are they? They are the BlackRock, the chairman, and they're FedEx, and they are the Qualcomm. You know, these are business representative. And also your Harvard, your dean of the John F. Kennedy School of Government in Harvard University, Graham Allison, was taking notes when Xi Jinping said this. Listen, Xi Jinping said, oh, we need to communicate. We need to cooperate. Then we blend. Okay, blend means mingle. Then we achieve. I'm in you and you are in me. So what does that mean? The reality is, I have to let Americans know, 40 years, okay, since you're embracing this evil totalitarian regime, you have truly achieved. Americans in China, China's in America. There's no doubt about it. Your money is in China. China's money is in the United States. You are mingled. So what does that mean? That means when you wanted to decouple this devil, American truly was deceived, okay, for 40 years. Those elites looked the other way for the bad behavior because CCP has rigged your market exchange, stock exchange in Hong Kong, in Shanghai, in Shenzhen, and also in your international crypto market. They have stolen and plundered billions and billions, even trillions of US money and world people, okay, working classes money. But the elites chose to look the other way because the elites believe, you know, they can continue to work with this devil and benefiting themselves, okay? So, but now they have to face the reality is Xi Jinping is different than the previous CCP's leader. The previous CCP's leader are very, very treacherous, but they're very evil. They hide the strengths and bite the time. Okay, just exactly the video that I share with you that Mike Pompeo said one thing. He understands who CCP is. He said, CCP is say, oh, bring them in, hug them, and then mug them from behind. That's what the CCP is. So the previous CCP leaders did that. That's their style. Okay, bring these rich guy in. Okay, these capitalism imperialists, let's bring them in. Let's give them some candies. Let's do some little tricks. Okay, send them young girls. Let's make the dirty videos. And, you know, they would be happy. Okay, but that's what they did. But she took power. Okay, she declared himself as a dictator. Now what's happening is she is no longer the same style. She wanted to achieve his delusional dream of become the ruler of the world when he is still alive. Because we have previously shared, she has very serious health concern and he could die. Okay, anytime soon he could die. He has lots of issues. He's not healthy. He's on his deathbed, if not. Okay, he has quite a bit of issues. So in his lifetime, he won't achieve his grand dream of control. So he's beat this up. He's no longer patient. So this is why the part that used to collude with the CCP in the West, they're realizing, holy cow, this is different. Now I truly have to decouple because if I do not decouple, ICBM is coming, okay? Bioweapon is coming. Spy balloon is coming. Hacking to my critical infrastructure is coming. This is bad. So I bet you, if I'm right, Pentagon is very busy assessing the situation of the threat. Okay. And Russia, you just heard, you just know what's happening in Russia. Okay. There's a lot of story to it. Okay. Why Russia is happening, the mass shooting, what the CCP and Russia is planning, what the timing on Taiwan looks like. All of this connect together. So here you go. You have a bridge named after Francis Scott Key, who is the author of the American Anthem. I think CCP is sending a very clear message, death to America, by hitting the bridge named after that particular guy. Not only they want to break and sabotage your logistic, they are sending a specific message. Just like Biden sent Xi a very clear message last year at AIPAC. If you recall, in AIPAC, Biden arranged the meeting with Xi at a garden outside 40 miles outside of San Francisco, called Filali Garden. Okay, so what does Filali stands for? Filali stands for fight for justice, love my countrymen, and live a good life. That is American value. That speaks louder and clear to Xi Jinping that the West is the West. The rule of law is going to be the rule of law, and I'm in charge. And she got the message. And today, she is using his way of sending America a message by hitting that particular bridge. So America is weakened. For this is a 40 years of work in the making. Okay. But we know corruption is a challenge. Okay. Right. And if you can play what Michael Pompeo's video, because he said, we have to be vigilant because the CCP is inside your gate. Yep. If we can play that video.
Xi Jinping meeting with American CEOs and academics today in Beijing. The chief executives of Blackstone, Qualcomm, FedEx, all in attendance, according to Chinese state media. Xi Jinping said this: China's development has gone through all sorts of difficulties and challenges to get to where it is today. He also called for more cooperation between the United States and China, Secretary. He's calling for more cooperation while he undermines the country in plain sight.
Yeah, this is classic Chinese propaganda. Bring them in, hug them, and then mug them on the backside. Deliver fentanyl that's destroying their country, threaten Taiwan, come after the Philippines, build out a military that is world-class capable. They has no intention of win-win solutions. That's what the Chinese often talk about. They say, we want win-win solutions. Xi Jinping has a deep intention of global hegemony. He wants to control politically as much of the globe and as much of the global economy as he can. And American businesses have a responsibility. I get it. They're there. We encourage them to go there for 40 years, but we should not be naive. He's allowing those companies to operate inside of China because it's in his best interest in the short run. There will come a day when that won't be true. And much like many of the other American companies that he has kicked out, stolen their intellectual property and attempted to destroy, he will do that to each of them when the time is right.
Yeah, I mean, American CEOs are looking at the 1.4 billion person population there and trying to sell goods. But, you know, they were enablers of Nazi Germany back in the day as well. Would you equate Xi Jinping to Hitler, to this situation? Would you equate it to Nazi Germany or where we are now and perhaps in the 1930s?
So it is different in kind, for a handful of reasons, not the least of which is the deep economic connectivity between the two. But the challenge, Maria, I think, is indeed the same. We are fighting about what's the world going to look like 25 or 50 years from now? Is it going to operate on a model that has benefited the United States of America so enormously? American leadership, the rule of law, basic property rights, human dignity? Or is it going to look like a Marxist-Leninist world where it's all about power and who can steal from whom? Those are the two differences. Those are the models. We have to get them right. And then, Maria, you know, I've talked about this before. It's not just about what's taking place there inside of China. We have to worry about what's taking place here at home inside the gates in the United States. The Chinese Communist Party is operating deeply inside our country. We conducted the largest counter-espionage operation in the history of the United States back in the Trump administration. The Chinese haven't gone away. They want to undermine our republic, and we have to do everything we can. And we have the tools and power to do it to prevent that from happening.
So you heard him saying, okay? So, and one thing he said he did back then under the Trump administration, they did the biggest counterintelligence operation against the CCP, right? And if I didn't talk to, I never met him, but if I would guess, just speculate, I can tell you, most likely to be the events that shut down the Houston consulate. So that's one thing happened in 2020. Okay, he announced in the shutdown of the Houston consulate in July, and then it was shutting down in September. So so there's a lot of evidence pointing to the CCP or doing damage within your country. Okay, and this morning I heard the Lincoln Memorial, there is a fire
Fire, yeah.
It was, yeah. So, although I don't know whether I'm not sure this is CCP or not, but American society is gonna undergoing some darkness in the days ahead, because this is a thank to the CCP's work for 40 years, because it's ideological work as well. Okay, it's not just an unrestricted economic warfare, a political warfare technology, and this is also ideology. They have been using propaganda. They have been funding the grassroots organization and turning them into a red Marxism and communists kind of a thought processes. So, and plus there's a crime rates going on. There's not long ago, those, you know, kind of a more prone socialist criminal justice reform and leading to your defunct police, leading to your police force, law enforcement are weakened. So these all the prerequisite and conditions that point to a more unsafe and chaotic America, communities or streets or society. So really, we can pinpoint any events could be a flashpoint. So I can pray. You know, I really want to pray for everybody, for all of us. I think this is God's way of teaching us to wake up, because this is God's kingdom, but it has been under assault by Satan for so long. It's because our own greed that we not be able to discern and see it. But now we know. This is why it's so important that I'm connecting the dots for you. So, and the good thing, I want to give people hope. Easter is coming. So we're very soon at the end of the week, we're celebrating Easter, and it's hope. The reason why I want to say that is before we see the rainbow, we will go to
storm.
We will go to the worst storm, but withholding, you know, but upholding the belief, the faith that you have, that God will prevail, because right now the bad actors are fighting. Okay, so remember that we're enter a stage, because before we taking down the bullying wall that happened, the collapse of evil regime happens, they have to fight, because the good never choose to kill. The good only choose to defend, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to resist violence. And I'm pray for those, because the Chinese, the whistleblower movement, fellow fighters within Chinese Communist Party, we pray for them every single day, okay? And I'm praying for those good and silent forces within DOJ, within FBI, within your intelligence community, within White House, within Capitol Hill, within your system, because they need prayers and they will rise, because I know God is miracle and he will use people to protect his kingdom. So this is why I feel we have to pray hard in this Easter, because it's hope. After those bad actors fighting with each other, you know, they will kill each other. Hopefully they will eviscerate each other and defeat each other, and then we will have a better world. But we need to be waking up. We can no longer sleep. We have to see the world for it is. So then we will be able to protect it. Okay, so nothing is free. You cannot sitting there and waiting for someone else to protect you. You have to act, but you have to know what to act. Okay, right. So this is why, you know, information and podcaster and independent podcast and media platform is so important. And I'm praying for the media as well, because they truly should doing the work that we are doing to the Americans, to help them, you know, to help this nation to defeat Satan. So I pray for them as well, to come around and to go to the light of the God, because that's much better. We will find happiness and joy there. So rather than here and worry and, you know, not sure what's the next going to happen in the next moment. Yeah.
Am I supposed to say something after that?
I mean, she lit it up. I mean,
drank her coffee this morning.
Before we let you go, I want to talk about the debt too, because I also have a couple of graphics up here about how the debt is rising, $1 trillion every 100 days.
Yeah, I want to see that, you know, because of the CCP, you have to understand why I say the CCP is the root cause of the problem of all the disasters. If you bring another picture that I, if you bring the, sorry, the money supply, the M1, not this one, the other one, let's talk about money supply first, the, okay. The other charts.
I get that one.
Do you have it? The other
chart? Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so if you look at the money supply starting from 2020, okay, so that's where the COVID, the pandemic arrived. That's 2020. And Miles Gould whistleblowed and he told us CCP are so happy. They're laughing. They can't stop because nowhere CCP can attack United States in that scale, in that single event that causing this damage economically. Okay, this is economic attack on the United States as a whole. Because of this pandemic, America, the government printed tons of money, 80 to 85% the US dollars in circulation today was printed in the last 4 years, since 2020. If you look at that, that means America in your a span of a history of 300 years, okay, in the last 3 or 4 years, you printed most of United States, U.S. dollars. What does that mean to your dollar purchasing value? I mean, the bread used to be a dollar. Now it's a $3. And then the government print more money, give you more social programs and giving you free money. But the $3 you have today is not going to buy a bread anymore because the inflation, because the devalued, that ties your productivity and the value of money ties with your GDP. Your GDP didn't grow. Your GDP is only 20 trillion. So where does the increased, you know, money supply comes from? It has to come from some productivity because they no longer backed by gold, right? But your productivity stays stagnant. So where does that come from? So this is the question. And now we're looking at the debt. Not only the money supply has gone crazy in the last 4 years since the COVID-19, but also your debt. In order to, you know, make the ends meet for all Americans, you're assuming a staggering amount of debt just actually since 2022. You can see the charts here. 31 trillion is already huge. But from October 2022 all the way to today, to January 2024, you have added another 3 trillion. And the report from CNBC on March 8th or March 1st, I can't remember the date, is saying that American is accumulating a national debt 1 trillion every 100 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's scary. That's sure scary. That means every Americans, you have debt on your head. Your daughter, your unborn daughter and sons is going to pay that debt. So, and this is all thanks to the CCP. This is a bioweapon, not only aiming at kill Americans like fentanyl, like TikTok, digital fentanyl, not aiming at kill you, but also aiming at robbing you. Okay, so that's why American elites, top elites, knowingly or unknowingly facilitated the biggest transfer of wealth from American middle class, American people to the CCP, okay, in history. This never happened before, but it happened since the COVID-19 came, and plus the last 40 years that they've done. So that's why I want Americans to wake up. A lot of people don't know this. Don't assume that they are working in government. They know all of this. Don't assume that they are a congressman. They know all of this. They don't. They don't know. This is why if you wanted to know, I really just follow NFSC and follow Wayne Dupuy show every day. Then you would know, because I truly wanted people to know the truth. And then you would make a decision for you. What's best for you, but based on full information and what's going on and how the word is actually working. It's different than what you think. So I want to sound an alarm, and because CCP is aiming at your banking system. They started actually last year. If you listen to the whistleblower, last year SVB banking collapsed. The United States government have to bail them, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the direct outcome of the CCP behind the scene. A lot of people don't know this, But they did this, causing the SVB to collapse. Okay. We have intel, what's going on at the back end. So they are going to aiming at you. The bridge collapse is just the one thing. But from now on, it's going to keep coming. Okay. Because as I said, she doesn't have a lot of time to waste. So, and so does Russia. So Russia is more aggressive. She is more aggressive. It's all coming aim at the West, at US, UK, and your alliances and Israel. Okay. So this is a great awakening for the people who used to say, oh, I'm happy to do business with you. Yeah, I can look away your violent human rights, the crimes against your own people. I'm going for the next quarterly earning. I'm okay with that. But they're no longer okay. Okay, which is good news for the people, but we just have to hang on there. Hanging there, and we will go through some storms. Protect your family, pray, and do the things you can do. And then, yeah, let's get through this.
Girl, you're a bad girl. That's all I gotta say. You're a bad girl, and bad girl in a good way. Sorry, Ron. I don't want people to think that you're bad, but you are bad, though. I mean, the information that you bring out,
American slang.
American slang for your awesome. Doing a great job.
Yeah. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. So
on the weekend, please tune in.
Exactly.
Left wing speechless.
Yeah. How can people reach you on social media?
I'm at Twitter and Getter at S7GRIL. But I have been people telling me that my tweets are shadowed. You know, sometimes they don't see my tweets, and this happens. But it's okay if you follow me, if you know, and tune into the podcast. And also every Saturday, I have a 2-hour show. I did a little bit money heist, how the CCP manipulates stock last week. But I'm going to go in this time and follow the dirty money, because that's where the money heist.
Okay? Nice.
Dirty money elicits proceeds. Nice. So on this weekend and possibly next week, these are, because it's a very comprehensive topic. So in order to help people to understand, it takes more than just one episode. So yeah, if you have time, tune in on Rumble or Getter on LFA TV for Whistleblowers with Ava Chan, starting at noon Eastern time.
Ava, thank you for everything that you do. And we're praying for you. And you have our total support for the information and the whistleblowing that you do, and actually the entire NFSC. So everybody keep their heads up.
Prayers to all those in the MDC that are incarcerated, and Miles, and hope you guys are still watching the show and
absolutely
getting taken care of.
Thank you. Great. Yes, right. Thank you for praying for him. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Right, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The migrant crisis racking up a hefty price tag for state and local governments.
You're talking about maybe $80 billion in educational costs, maybe $25 billion in healthcare costs.
As they work to care for the massive influx of newcomers, many sent to them, courtesy of Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his effort to draw national attention to the border problem.
We're such a big country that people have been able to ignore the issue of illegal immigration over the years.
New York City rolling out a $53 million pilot program, giving out prepaid debit cards to migrant families.
There's no free money. These are not ATM cards. You can't take cash out. If anyone has that idea, they are wrong. This is for food and baby supplies only.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul asking state lawmakers to authorize $2.4 billion for migrants on top of the $1.9 billion already spent. NYC projecting they'll spend $10.5 billion on migrants by the summer of 2025.
I think we're doing a really good job under really challenging circumstances.
Massachusetts is spending $75 million each month on state-run migrant shelters. Denver is expecting to save $60 million as they close 4 migrant shelters there.
You cannot have open borders and a welfare state.
In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson refusing to admit how much the city is paying to operate its 27 migrant shelters. One report places the cost of operating just 3 of these at nearly $1 million each week. Many residents have had enough, and they want to send a message to their leaders.
If we do not get issues resolved,
people will not be voting how they used to before.
Voting. We're way past voting.
Right.
I'll tell you what, you know, you look at the stories that are out there about nobody in these schools can pass math. They did that on purpose because if they could, they'd be looking at those numbers going, the end is near.
Well, one guy had the best line where he said you can't have unlimited immigration on a welfare state.
That's a fact, too.
I mean, cut it any way you want. Have any debate you want to have. Those two thoughts don't work.
No. And right. That's a published statement, too. That's something they teach.
Right.
I got, if you don't mind, Wayne, I got to go back to that interview with Maria Bartiromo and Pompeo. I'm not a big Mike Pompeo fan. I'm not a fan of anybody that comes from where he came from. But that being said, I have to give him props. We are not putting the best and brightest out there. You heard, I got to correct Maria Bartiromo on there when she said, when she tried to compare China to the Nazi Germans during World War II. That was the biggest. She's on the Council of Foreign Relations. And I guess she didn't know that China wasn't communist during World War II. China was our ally during World War II. If it wasn't for China, Japan probably would have won.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I just wanted to get that out there. Maria, I don't know where you got that.
Well, you're right. You're right about not putting the best out there because you would think that somebody of that magnitude that has had her show for a long time would know something like that, you know?
It's readily available. I pulled it right up on the screen just to make sure I had my act together, which I knew I was right. But we gave them money. They were part of the Lend-Lease program.
Well, it just goes to show kind of on that influencer discussion. Like when we don't know something, we say, oh, we're not sure. You know what I mean? I think, or here's the thing, fact check me. A lot of these folks just talk about stuff they really.
I remembered stories when she was saying that. I'm going back in my mind and I'm remembering stories of the Chinese rescuing downed American pilots.
Yes.
And things like that. You know, it's like, no, not. They weren't communist.
Yeah, things didn't go bad with us in China until the CCP took over.
Yeah. In 1949.
Yep.
Yeah. Before we leave for the weekend and we have our final thoughts in just a few minutes. The RNC has a new chairman. It's the first time I really had a chance to hear him talk. I know that Laura Lee Trump is the co-chairman. So I guess he's not really the chairman. He's the co-chairman. I guess they share that position. After listening to him, I was like, yeah, kind of know why they had to put somebody else on the side, you know, to help him out. Just doesn't seem strong to me.
Oh, great. I mean, we really, truly are focused on two things here at the RNC, getting out the vote and protecting the ballot. And we know that we're going to have tens of thousands of volunteers all across the country that are going to help us by knocking on doors, making phone calls, turning out the vote, and then serving as election observers and making sure that we are in the room when people vote and when the votes are being counted. And that's how we're going to have a great win in November.
Lawyers? Any lawyers?
They actually, Laura did talk about that. They've got like 200 lawyers or something hired, and they're ramping up for that. And they're trying to do some preemptive stuff with some lawsuits, trying to rein in some of the crazy voting.
A little late. Thing.
Yeah, way late.
I don't think there's enough time.
My winner of the week this week is going to be Ronna McDaniel, though. That's the winner of the week. She worked 20 minutes and got paid $600,000. Boy, she knows what she's doing.
She got 600?
Not yet, but that's what she was hired for 2 years for $300,000 a year. Most of those contracts, if you break it the way NBC did, she's going to get paid.
We've been opposing Rona when she was in
horrible
leadership position and stuff. But again, what happened to her with MSNBC? Listen, or NBC and MSNBC, the way that these CNN NBC, CNBC, whatever, they have hired people from the White House, partisan White House names before. I mean, Jen Psaki's on there right now. Ginger or Peppermint Patty is on MSNBC right now. I mean, and she's as biased as they come. As a matter of fact, she just interviewed Casey Hutchinson. Again, I don't know what her name is. But again, they're bringing on Republicans to trounce other Republicans. And I usually don't see Democrats do that. I really don't see Democrats trounce other Democrats publicly on TV like that. If they only Fetterman. Then they're reined in later. Fetterman.
He's the only one.
Yeah, but Fetterman's getting ready to change parties, man.
I don't think so. He's old. He's old school Democrat.
Yeah. He is. Fetterman's kind of what we used to have for Democrats. They were just
going to kick him out then.
Bad policy. Well,
they probably do that.
They're going to kick him out.
But I'll tell you why they did that to Ronna, though, and why they didn't do it to Michael Steele and the rest of these no-spine individuals. Ronna, even though she didn't want to do it, she really, really didn't want to do it, but she's a quote-unquote election denier, albeit a lightweight one. She is one. And you can't have her on that panel when all the media goes in to election denying after Trump kills her, after Trump wins in a landslide. And they're going to deny it, and they can't have her up there while they're orchestrating their denial across all networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, Ronna, and there's going to be a rare Ronna compliment. Like, she actually can do an interview pretty well, mm-hmm. and I think she legitimately believes there was shenanigans in 2020. I don't think she's as hardcore as some of us. But Hutch hit the nail on the head. The left can't show a fairly normal middle of the road Republican even to their audience because it will break their brain.
Yep.
They'll see a fairly articulate, well spoken, not super crazy, and the people watching MSNBC, their brains will break. They're like, these are crazy people that look like the QAnon shaman and want to overthrow the government. Here's this normal lady that's just the old school conservative from the PTA and MSNBC. That just shows how desperate they are. They couldn't even let Ronna talk. I mean, and we're not talking, you know, some of the more aggressive people like Carrie Lake or any of that stuff. We're talking Ronna, who is as milquetoast as it gets.
Bringing up Carrie Lake, I did a quick review of what she's doing. I don't know how y'all take it. You know, last year when we start talking about some of the people that were flipping or so-called flipping, and some people said that they had to and whatnot down in Georgia. I'm not saying Carrie Lake is flipping, but her defense for the defamation has decided to pull back for the defamation case. And I guess they're going to the judge on that instead of going through the whole court thing. They're just going to pull back, and whatever damages that they get is what they get. Now, I know some people will probably say, hey, I'm going to defend my name and, you know, whatever. Carrie Lake came out and said, look, the reason why we're doing this is because, you know, the election is around the corner. And the media and what's called want to bring down the campaign and stuff. I don't know how y'all take that, but you know, it is what it is. They came out and with their own reason and stuff. So either, you know, respect what the campaign said, or I'm not telling you to not say anything if you don't want to, but just listen to what the campaign has to say, and there it goes. What do y'all think?
I'm not real familiar with the case, but I will say that Carrie Lake is running in a state that has one of the worst Republican parties in the country. Yeah. I mean, you got to remember who birthed that. It was John McCain.
Right.
And that's where Flake came from and a whole bunch of other people. And I don't know how much backing that she has from that group of people.
Well, she's trying to, and I don't know if this is, I don't know if this is smart. She's trying to, Jay, you watching it. You watching how she's kind of walking back. She's walking back some stuff. And I'm like,
we've talked about it on the show where if you look nationally, the Republican Party is two subsets. Subset one, that's about half, are traditional old school Republicans. Subset two is MAGA. And I think both are 60-40, 50-50. But I think Arizona, they're discovering, is one of those states that's probably 70-30 traditional Republicans. And they're the ones that support Nikki Haley or think Liz Cheney's okay or believed in
John McCain. Think Biden got elected.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think Carrie Lake is looking at the numbers going, and it's kind of like Trump when he first got elected. And he's like, holy crap, all these Republicans really aren't on my side. I think Carrie Lake's realizing, holy crap, there's 70% of the Arizona Republicans that are really like, they like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Like, I
don't think it's the electorate. I don't think it's the electorate, Jay. I'm talking about the professional organization.
Oh, yeah.
I think the electorate, she already won elections over there. You know, but the people that run them, the deep state, if you will, in the Republican Party in Arizona is horrible. I remember they went and they censured John McCain. I forget what he did, but they censored him and he came back and chopped heads off.
Right.
They all got dismissed out of the party leadership. That's a bad situation.
Now. I'm just saying Carrie Lake, like her election had shenanigans too, but she should have won in a landslide.
I agree.
And it shouldn't have even been close. And I think the reason it wasn't is because I think a lot of the electorate are McCain supporting whatever that version.
It was a lot of the voting machine. Remember the voting machine issues.
Well, I mean, honestly, you really can't go. I mean, you can if you think that you have the numbers. You can get in there and say, who cares about y'all's vote? We're going to take this thing anyway. We're just going to take it down. You have to read the room. Maybe she didn't read the room like she should have, and maybe she shouldn't have said that. Okay, maybe I mean because Trump has played along many times. He has. He brought over Democrats. He brought over independents. He played along to win the solid majority to fix the nation. He didn't just go in there and say, we don't need no Democrats votes. He didn't. Not once did he say, we don't need people that voted for Obama. He didn't do that. He said, come together. Let's do this together. Let's fix the thing. She said she was joking. Now, maybe she should have said that a couple of years ago. But now she said she was joking. You know, maybe some people can't take it. We saw her at the GOP convention, didn't we? They were booing her on stage. I was like, oh, man. Well, I mean, I hope.
The Arizona GOP, yeah.
The Arizona GOP, and that's what
McCain,
I think.
The McCain GOP.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the McCain GOP electric from all the political operatives to the media. I think Arizona is one of those states. And I can't remember who I was. I think it might have been Rich Barris or somebody was doing a breakdown on it. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Where if you look like some states are 70% MAGA, 30% Republican, you know, and it kind of averages over out. But I think that if you look at the GOP base, there's just too many McCain.
I think the GOP in Arizona is 80% cartel.
100%. I mean, they're getting paid.
Well, I mean, the sheriff is, that's where, what's the old sheriff that,
Arpaio.
Yeah.
Yeah. He dressed everybody in pink and whatnot.
Made him live outside.
Here's some bread and water, folks.
Pink underwear.
He dressed him in pink. but with him, probably that cartel people that you're talking about helped vote him out.
Oh, no doubt.
And put in that Democrat sheriff that is still in there right now, too, by the way.
And so, the Democrats can't survive unless there's Republicans like those.
Correct.
Right.
Never forget that.
Yeah, there's got to be Republicans to go along with it, you know? I mean, that's just like wrestling. You got to have the good guy and the bad guy, you know? The Republicans got to play their part. I'm standing up for democracy. No, you're not.
We were talking about Diddy a little bit before, Pete, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever his name is. Woman says Diddy shot her in the face in the 90s and Jennifer Lopez gave him the gun.
They're all going down.
Jennifer Lopez. You wonder what they did to get on the bad side of the ledger. Because these guys have been doing this nonsense for decades.
They say that Diddy's problem is he never grew up. He's 50 years old out there partying with 18-year-olds, and this is what you get.
And what's crazy is all these years, so many people. Now, it's almost like church, you know. It's almost like church because back in the day, I remember an evangelist came into town. And he was preaching for a week, and he extended it for 2 weeks, and people from all around the city was coming in. Real story. People from all around the city was coming in to our church, and they wanted to hear him preach. Then one night, he had to leave. Why? Because some woman from in town knew that he was married, but still wanted to sleep with him.
Reverend Ike?
No. It was another reverend from Florida, by the way. And, you know, he got up in front of everybody and apologized. And everybody knew that he was married.
Jumped in his limo.
And she went and had an affair with him. Now, there are many pastors out here, and it's a shame, but there are many pastors out here that have affairs with people in the congregation, and you rarely ever hear about it. You rarely ever hear about it. And that's the same thing that happened to Diddy, is that people knew he was doing this stuff, but they just didn't come out and say anything. But over the last few years, it's been kind of slipping out. Yeah, he used to do this to young boys. Yeah, he used to do this to interns. He used to do.
I saw a picture of him and Justin Bieber was like 14 years old.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
The internet's forever. You got problems.
Yeah, what I wonder, though, is people have known Diddy's, if he's doing this, they've known he's been doing this for a while. He didn't just start last week.
No.
You know, there's a lot of images and stuff coming out. He's been doing this for 30 years. So I just wish we could ever find out, like, what was the tipping point that they said, okay, fine, now we got to go after him?
He probably made a pro-America comment or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
you look at one of the worst rappers out there that was controlled by the government, according to this thing that I talked about earlier,
right?
Was Kanye West. And you look at what Kanye West's political statements have been in the last year or two. All anti-Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is deep. It's all deep. Yeah, none of this is real. This is all orchestrated. Yep. And I wish I didn't know that.
But, you know, he didn't stop. He kept on going, though. I mean, he kept on going, and he went from billionaire to millionaire in a day or two. He was crazy.
But, it, you know, like you said, it doesn't matter about race.
It's no.
The elites, they're tight, man. They're either elite or they're not elite.
Right.
The elites hang with each other. Kanye West hangs with Jared Kushner.
Right. And if you listen to Luke, a little bit more of what Luke said. He's like, you mess with these corporations that have that trade stocks and stuff. When you say something and they lose a billion or two a day or whatnot, they're going to come after you no matter what. They're going to cut because you're messing with their money.
Go ahead and be a whistleblower for Boeing.
Right. It's suicide by shooting yourself in the back of the head.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, the craziest suicides over the past 30, 40 years, just stupid suicide. You'd be like, how in the world did that happen?
Go ahead and knock down that Russian bridge. That's a good idea.
Right.
You know what? You know what, though? The way she said it, Francis Scott Key, National Anthem, you're sending a message. He sent a message, death to America, man. I mean, like, wow. You sit back and you, dang, I'll tell you the real,
here's the reality of it.
What's that?
Look to your left and look to your right. We're all that's left.
Yeah.
It's on us, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's not, we don't get to pick. It's on us.
Yeah. Here's
News polls this morning, they find 67% of voters disapprove of President Biden's handling of immigration. In a New York Post interview, Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd is warning that the Biden administration is flying migrants into the country so that the border doesn't look as out of control as it is. He expects an amnesty program in the future to accommodate the millions who've already come into the country on Biden's watch since Biden took office in 2021.
30% of them are named Alejandro.
I was going to say, I want to know who that 30-some percent is and that approves. Like, how stupid do you have to be to look
That's at the way I look box. At every poll. Every poll I look at like that. Like, damn, we got a lot of dumb people in there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I listened to Scott Adams' podcast, and he has a bit on there where he says every poll there's a minimum of 24% that answers the stupidest way possible.
You're right, every single poll.
He's, you know, it could be like, breathing is bad, and 24% will get it wrong.
Think about something even deeper than that. Yeah. You look at what's going on in our economy, the military, internationally, energy, family, sexuality. How are there any Democrats?
Right.
Yeah.
Who votes for that? Who likes that?
Yeah.
Something's funny, not right with those numbers.
I'm kind of excited. I'm getting together with a couple buddies this weekend for my fantasy baseball draft, and they're Democrats. And we haven't seen each other for the last couple years. Usually we just to get together for the draft. And I just want to look at them and be like, explain how you're really pleased with what your party's doing. Like, I understand you can rip on Trump or all that, but how can you support this?
So are you saying that you're going to watch baseball this year?
I actually do fantasy baseball every year. I've done it for 20 some years.
I was going to say congratulations because it's really, it feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Last year was my first year and I couldn't take it to TV. There's too much propaganda on TV,
right?
But on the radio, it's doable on the radio.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take my wife to a Thursday afternoon game at Target Field.
Big fun. There big fun.
They do the 1 o'clock dog, games. Man. Cool. And you can get a good seat.
They probably got bratwurst out there.
Oh man, nachos and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna take my grandson.
I'm tempted. I haven't quite committed, but I do a fantasy baseball draft every year. So,
man,
it's a good mental health check, man.
It is. I mean, first off, to get out of the house, and second off, to be with the ones that you love, and to share that time. Because look, we're only on this mortal coil for 50 years at best. And if not, you know, and if more, you're blessed. Well, hey, 50 is half of 100. So, I mean,
just happened to turn 50 here soon. You telling me I'm kicking the bucket?
Hey, man, I'm in as my brother said, when I turned 51, he said, now you're in your 50s. So officially. So I'm in my 60s.
Yeah. I'm, am I a double nickel yet? I'm a double nickel.
Wayne forgot how old he is.
I have because
that's when you know you're old.
No, but my sister for a whole year, my sister kept telling me that I was a year older when I was a year younger. So for a whole year, I skipped a whole year at a younger age and I've been messed up ever since.
You know, you know you're old when you get the newspaper and you look at the obituaries first.
Right. Who do I know?
Or you get to dinner with all your buddies and you're talking about what prescriptions you guys got this month.
Right.
I have sick. Well, I got this little container. I just break them up day by day.
Every Sunday morning, Jen and I do that. We have our little pill containers and let's load them up.
Give me a bowl of porridge.
Where's my applesauce?
Happy Easter to everybody. I mean last week when I was like, when is Easter? And now I looked and it's next week. Good Lord, that was right. I always thought Easter was in April for some reason. I don't know, but Yeah, Easter is at the end of March, and I hope that everybody has a great Easter weekend. Be safe. Remember the reason for the season. It's not about the Easter Bunny, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if that's what you believe, for all those Christian conservatives out there that still believe in the Bible, still believe in Jesus, and still believe in spiritual dimension, it's something that will keep you. And all, you know, don't forget, just continue to pray too, because I see a lot of people thinking, a whole lot of men on social media, and I see more thinking of men than I do thinking of God.
Sign of the times.
You know what I'm saying? It's a hurtful feeling if you notice it. But don't think that you have to squash your voice just because you want to thank God for living, or thank God for breathing or waking you up. Just go ahead and put it out there. But to my boys, happy Easter to each one of you. Hope that your families have a great weekend. Put some food in the chat so I can see what you're doing. I'm going to give y'all last thoughts, and then we're going to get on out of here.
All right. Well, I got a couple things here. Wayne Hutch, audience, great week shows. Hope everybody has a great weekend. But kind of want to leave you with three thoughts. One, it's always hard to tell how things are going. Like, you can't believe polls, the news is fake or whatnot. It's not yet April 1st, and Barack Obama has come out of his cave. He was in England a couple weeks ago. Now he's on the campaign trail with Joe Biden. So if you want to understand how successful the MAGA movement is, there it is. They're having to bring Barack Obama out. Second thought and last thought, if you don't go to church this weekend, make sure you tune in online. If you are a church attender, your challenge, bring one extra person to church with you. Over to you, Hutch.
Wait. And also bring in Bill Clinton. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, they're bringing in Bill Clinton, too, for a fundraiser. That's how panicked they are.
They're bringing Barack Obama for the white people, and they're bringing Bill Clinton, first black president,
for the pedo.
For black people. Got to say that.
Happy Easter, everybody. I hope you all have your families have a great time, and let's not forget the people in Baltimore. Keep them in our prayers. I got a couple things. A little bit of sanity. Court rules undated ballots cannot be counted in Pennsylvania elections. That's something that I never expected to happen. Doesn't happen very often. But on the other side of that coin, New York City has decided to kill itself. Democrat-run New York City approves $15 toll just to get into Manhattan in your car. Unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. Good routine thing. Surgery tomorrow morning, folks, and we'll be back next week.
You got surgery tomorrow?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Because it wasn't, I didn't have to miss work.
Man, I'm going to have to come up there and screw somebody up, man.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.